Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. And welcome once again to the Minister's Friend podcast. 2019 was a surprising year of firsts for the Minister's Friend. I honestly had no idea what the response would be to the podcast, and you have truly blessed me and my family with your kind remarks, support, and suggestions. Here we are, 1 year later, working harder than ever, and I'm excited for where the podcast is going in the new year. One of the topics I hear about a lot, and even more so since our series last year on cultural exegesis of our local communities, is how to reach today's youth for Christ. One pastor even told me he felt like the church had basically lost this up-and-coming generation. For some, I really sense desperation, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. So for the first few months of 2020, I've lined up some great interviews with people who are actually reaching today's youth in a big way. These are local and national leaders who have both a sense of appropriate innovation and the bedrock of the gospel. I hope it's a particular blessing to you. Please let others know about the emphasis, because it's an important one for our times. Today, we begin an interview series I'm pretty excited about, because I had the chance to interview my own son. Josiah Kimball works for JSAW, an action sports ministry in the inner city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, that's doing some really exciting things to reach today's youth. I have a real heart for this ministry because of the impact it's had on Josiah. Like so many young people today, Josiah really struggled in junior high and high school. We know the agony many parents feel when their kids are making bad choices. What we could not have known is that the very skateboarding culture that concerned us ended up being what God used to both redeem and empower Josiah for a very powerful kingdom impact. Josiah and his beautiful bride Sarah were with us over the Christmas holidays here in Florida, and one evening he and I pulled away for a quick conversation. Here's the first of several segments of my chat with my boy. Well, today I am blessed to have with me my own son, Josiah Kimball. He's representing the ministry he's a part of, JSAW. Josiah, welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I know a lot about you. I've kind of watched you grow up, but for the sake of my listeners that haven't met you before, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, I was born in Norfolk, Virginia, and lived in Suffolk, Virginia, short ways away from that, until the age of 13, while my dad pastored a conservative church in Suffolk. And then they got the call to move to Minnesota, and so I moved up with them and began my life in Minnesota. Shortly after that, I went through some time of really finding out who God was myself, some ups, some downs, and things, but ended up coming out on fire and ready to learn more about him. So I decided to pursue that at Crown College, my alma mater. And I started out in a degree for youth and social ministry because I wanted to go into nonprofits. And I found that a kid in high school who wasn't doing well academically just wasn't ready to write theological papers. So I ended up having to change degrees halfway through my schooling to music, and ended up graduating with a degree in music and worship arts and Christian studies. So not quite the degree I wanted, but God still gave me tools I was looking for through classes I took. And after that, shortly after, I got married to my now wife, Sarah, and we live in Plymouth, Minnesota currently. And I work for JSAW, which is an action sports ministry. JSAW stands for Jesus Snow Asphalt Water. And my wife works out in Hopkins as a para for second language English speakers. And that's what we do.
So tell me a little bit about how this passion for youth ministry really grabbed you.
So it's funny, but God had a plan ahead of time, as he always does. I didn't get a passion for youth ministry until I was in youth ministry. And what I mean by that is I was a youth in a ministry. And I saw the youth around me. I saw the pain. I saw the suffering. Saw the lies. Saw all that stuff very up and close. And as I mentioned before, I'm in action sports. So when I would be out skateboarding or snowboarding at local places, I would just see so much sadness hidden through drugs or alcohol or what have you that people were trying to drown out. And it just awoke a passion in me that I wish they knew the freedom that I had in Christ. And when I went to college, that developed because I was able to work with freshmen in my year and also reach out to my past people at my old church in Old Town and stuff. And I don't know, God's just got a heart in me for people to know him. So
tell me a little bit about JSAW. You say it stands for Jesus, Snow, Asphalt, and Water?
Yes. Right?
So tell me about the acronym. Where does that come from?
So Snow, Asphalt, and Water are the main areas where action sports happen. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to call ourselves... A lot of people get confused when they look at our site and they see skateboarding and snowboarding and stuff. We're not just a skateboarding and snowboarding ministry. We're in action sports ministry because it's in the action sports where the lost youth are. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is we choose snow because we want to reach out to skiers. We want to reach out to snowboarders. We want to reach out to hikers. We want to reach out to anyone who's using that as an escape. Asphalt, we want to reach out to skaters. We want to reach out to scooters. We want to reach out to bikers. We want to reach out to motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. Anyone who is doing those activities in that kind of sport. And same with water. I only shortened that one because I don't know all the action sports that take place on water. But so I think when our leader, Johnny Nelson, created this acronym way back in, I believe, 2006, 2005, 2006, he really was trying to cover all bases of where the action sports took place. Because he had a heart for all of it. I mean, he still has a heart for all of it. He has tried many different sports, and he knows a lot of things that I don't. And yeah, so.
So my experience with you and with JSAW is primarily youth, but if it's action sports, does it reach out to more than just youth then as well?
Yes, sir. We have had older people beyond 30, 40, who still participate in the sport, and if they don't know Jesus, then they're on our list. Wow. To get to know, to reach. Because the thing that people don't understand about action sports outside of the bubble, with where we in action sports, we are a family. And whether we're 6 years old, 16 years old, or 60 years old, if we're participating in action sports, we know each other. Mm-hmm. We know what each other are going through. We know why each other are doing that. We speak the same language. We want to see each other succeed. And being that we are a part of that, there are people who are 60 plus or 60 and under who still need Jesus. And
so it really is kind of its own culture then, is what you're saying.
It is.
Wow.
It's extremely its own culture.
Wow. Very cool.
My wife sometimes thinks it's funny when she thinks about the fact that I'm a missionary of sorts right there in Minnesota. because I'm reaching out to a culture that I understand, the language that I speak, and it's not the normal culture.
So when you're talking about, I mean, our podcast this time is particularly on youth, so taking it back down to that part of the culture, how does JSAW reach youth?
Well, we have several outlets. First and foremost, we do outreach. So what that means is we travel around to local parks, local hills, local events. We had the opportunity this last summer to partner with X Games. We were out in an X Games event.
Wow.
For those of you who don't know, X Games is like the action sports Olympics. We just go there. We build relationship with the people there. We get to know them. We become their friend. If they're working on a trick, we try to show them how, if we know how. Or if it's a hot day, we bring water and food so that they have something to rebuild their strength. And over time, they begin to see us as a resource, and they want to get to know us more, and that's when we can lead them into the discipleship process. Outside of that, we do currently operate a board shop out of Edina, Minnesota. What that allows us to do is, because we sell the products they're looking for, they come in the doors and we can build a relationship with them right there over the counter. Our shop manager, Ben Van Oss, does a great job of, like, in those like 5 minutes of choosing what you're going to shop for, why you're buying it and stuff, get to know the person, get to know why they're riding, get to know where they're riding, and it's crazy the relationships that he's built just over the counter versus what we've built out at the parks. It's like we have an equal number of reaching
there. So when you say board shop, now that I've actually been in there, so it's more than just boards that you sell. A board shop is just
the terminology.
What all do you sell in the board shop?
We sell jackets, hoodies, gloves for winter, shoes, skate shoes or regular shoes, snowboards, bindings, boots, skateboards, everything you need to put a skateboard together. So all the little pieces.
Speaking as a father, do you sell helmets?
We do sell helmets. We have a partnership with Burn snowboard helmets, with Sandbox helmets, and with Pro-Tech helmets through our shop manager, and we do carry helmets, yes. And we also rent them out to our park in the back. That's the next bit I was going to get to. When they come through the shop, we also have a skate park in the back. It's not as big as some others, but oftentimes, because it's not as big, there's not as many people there. And that actually draws people in, because then they can work on a trick they've been trying without running into everybody. And they love it. They stay because it's small. And we build a relationship with them right there in our park. So
now, something else that you do, because I was learning about it earlier, in the winter months, you actually build a snow course out in the parking lot, yes?
We do. It's a competition we put on. Okay. So as a board shop, Help Board Shop operates just like any other, which at any board shop you go to, there are contests and there are events.
Okay.
And so one of our contests, which you're referring to, is called the Rail Jam, where we bring in some snow from ice rinks, because it's October and there's not quite snow in Minnesota. And we borrow rails from Highland Hills just down the road. And then we put on a snowboard competition, like a best trick or something like that, and give away a prize.
Okay. Churches that really want to reach today's young people need to have a missionary mindset. They need to go where the youth are and enter into their culture in appropriate ways to build trust relationships, or they will never reach their hearts with the gospel. The days of attractional youth ministry are over. Great programs in the church are wonderful once you have the relationships. However, they will not draw today's youth, who tend to be jaded and suspicious about the church. Next week, Josiah tells us about the international impact JSAW has and how they use action sports to reach an otherwise overlooked youth culture around the world. That's next time on The Minister's Friend. Thanks so much for letting others know about the podcast. We don't advertise, so your recommendation to friends, family, and others in ministry is the only way that we can expand our reach. If you find the Minister's Friend podcast to be a blessing, would you take some time right now and subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you listen? Subscribing helps us a lot. And if you're so inclined, please also consider leaving us a review. I'm so glad you are with us for today's episode. I hope this big emphasis on reaching youth will be helpful to you. Thanks for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Have a happy new year. And let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!